Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Tuesday. Hope that things are going well for you. What a great day to serve the Lord. My goodness, I've just been thinking about today, about the message we heard on Sunday night from Pastor Pittman. Wonderful message, an introduction to the book of Revelation and a study of the end times. I'm just thrilled about it, but what I'm thrilled about is the fact that it is obvious that the Lord is coming soon, and that's a promise that God has given to us, and boy, just all that we're going to avoid, not having to go through the tribulation and just being able to be raptured out. And what a day that will be. But hey, we're focusing on today because this is the day the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can put our focus on it and serve the Lord with gladness. Let's go ahead and look at our verse of the day, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. The Bible says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 2 Timothy 2:22. "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Let's go now to Luke chapter 6. That is the next chapter in our study of the Gospel of Luke. And I want to turn our attention here to verse 47. Verse 47 says this, Jesus speaking, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." And this is great what the Lord Jesus is about to give us. But in order to be a part of what he is going to show us here, he says that he that heareth my sayings and doeth them. And this is the bedrock of the Christian life. And I know sometimes we like to make it more complicated than it is, but simply hearing what we're told to do and then heeding it or doing it. And it's as simple as that. Teenager, you want to have a good relationship with your parents, you listen to what they're telling you and you do it. And the same could be said with our relationship with God. We hear what God is saying to us and we do it. And what is the promise of a life that is lived in regard to that? What does that look like in just a lifetime of doing it? Well, notice what the Word of God says in verse 48. "He is like a man which buildeth an house, that diggeth deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." And then, of course, it gives the alternative picture. Of that, which is a house that is built on something that is faulty and not good foundation, and it begins to crumble. There's so many analogies that we could look at here. In the short amount of time, though, there's a picture, famous picture of a lighthouse. And the storm is blowing all around this lighthouse. This lighthouse is built on this what looks to be just a mountain of rock. And there's this picture, or this painting, of the waves coming all around it. And you are looking at the front of the lighthouse, and there's a door. And the door is open, and there's an individual that is looking out the door. The waves are going all around, except for where that person is. And the lighthouse is just standing strong. And the principle there is, listen, all of life can seem to be crumbling all around us. The waves of life can get so high. And yet, when we are planted in this idea of hearing what Jesus says and doing it, we are planted in a place that cannot be uprooted. We have built a life on firm foundation. And that's a house or a life in beast mode. We maybe throw that term around sometimes. I hear teenagers say, "Oh, beast mode," and all of that. And what does that mean? That means that somebody is just it reached the zenith or the height of their ability in something, and they are just putting all of their effort into it, and this is the product. It's big, it's bold. And you know what? That's what Jesus is saying. When we hear the Word of God, when we hear what Jesus wants us to do, and then we do it, boy, our life is on firm footing. And that's a special thing. That's a special thing. And listen, teenager, if you have made a life of that already in your short amount of years, no doubt you have seen this principle play out. It doesn't mean that hardships will not come, because they will, but it means that when the storm winds blow, you will be solid because you have built your life on what Jesus said. And nothing can take the place of that, teenager. So today, build your life upon this principle of hearing and then doing. And I promise you, you will not be sorry. Let's go ahead and look at our teenager of the day. That is Chris. We're praying for him. And I know that he would appreciate those prayers. Take some extra time to do so. Listen, we appreciate you stopping by and taking just 5, 6, 7 minutes out of your day to study with us a timeless truth right out of the Word of God. Take care.